Welcome to Torah Yimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU's Women's Initiative. I'm Rebecca Belazon, and today we are studying Shoftim Perek Vav. And though we end Shiras Devorah, the previous Perek, on a high note, Perek Vav begins with the continuation of the Shoftim cycle. Pasuk Aleph, Vayesu B'nei Yisrael hara b'nei Hashem, Vayetneim Hashem b'yad Midyan Sheva Shanim. And B'nei Yisrael do bad in the eyes of Hashem, so therefore he gives them over in the hands of an enemy. And who is the enemy this time? Midyan for 7 years. And the Malbim notes that in the previous two instances, the last two stories, the Pasuk says, Vayosifu, that B'nei Yisrael continue to do bad. But here it says, Vayasu, that they did bad, because during the times of Devorah, B'nai Yisrael were able to do complete tshuva, and thus at this point, they are starting anew, they are starting from the beginning. The Shira helped B'nai Yisrael reach such a high point that they were able to do complete tshuva, and their sins were completely forgiven. Now, the parak continues that basically B'nai Yisrael were completely terrorized by Midian. So much so that the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Beis, they made caves and fortified places in order to protect themselves from their enemies. If a Jew would come and he would plant a field, then Midian or Amalek would come and they would literally destroy it. They would ruin it. They tormented B'nai Yisrael. They destroyed the crops that grew. They didn't leave any sustenance for B'nai Yisrael. They would steal the livestock. They would bring their livestock to graze in B'nai Yisrael's fields. Literally, the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Hey, the Midianim came like locusts to destroy the land. And therefore, B'nai Yisrael become impoverished by Midian, and they cry out to Hashem. But then the next Pasuk seems to repeat this idea, and it says, Vayiki za'aku B'nai Yisrael al Hashem al odos Midian. It was when B'nai Yisrael cried out to Hashem about Midian. And the Malbim comments that B'nai Yisrael did not cry out because of their sins, but rather they cried out because of all the bad that Midian was doing to them. They did not recognize that this was a punishment from Hashem. This was a punishment for their sins, for their wrongdoing, and therefore, Vayishlach Hashem Ish Navi. Hashem sends them a Navi to rebuke them. Now, normally we know when B'nai Yisrael do wrong and they cry out, Hashem sends a Shofet. He sends a judge. But here we digress from the normal pattern, from the typical pattern, and Hashem sends a Navi to rebuke B'nai Yisrael. And according to many Mefarshim, this Navi is actually Pinchas. And the Navi says to B'nai Yisrael, so says Hashem, the God of Israel, Pasachet, I took you out of Mitzrayim, I took you out of slavery, I saved you from Mitzrayim, I saved you from your oppressors, I drove them out from before you, and I gave you their lands. I am Hashem, your God. Do not fear the God of the nations in whose land you dwell. But you have not obeyed me, and you have not listened to my voice. Pasuk Yud Aleph continues, Amalek Hashem comes and sits, some say waiting under a tree in Ephrah that belongs to Yoash. And his son Gidon is processing the wheat in the wine press to be enabled to flee from Midian. And if you'll remember, we just said that the Midianim literally destroyed all the produce. There was nothing left for B'nai Yisrael. So what was Gidon doing here? How was he processing any wheat? And that's why the Pasuk tells us that he was processing the wheat in a wine press. People don't normally process wheat in a wine press, but he was doing it here to enable himself to hide from the Midianim. And Rashi tells us that originally Gidon's father was actually the one processing the wheat, but Gidon turns to his father and he says, Dad, you're too old. What would happen if the Midianim would come? You won't be able to escape. So you go home, you go to safe place, and I will take care of this. And the Radak adds that it was in this zchus of Gidon's kibud av that he merited to save B'nai Yisrael. And according to the Mamloes, it was precisely through Gidon's honoring of his father that he rectified B'nai Yisrael's sin of not acknowledging their Father in heaven. Pasuk Yud Beis, the Malach Hashem appears to Gidon and he says, Hashem imach gibor chayel. Hashem is with you, mighty man of valor. And Gidon responds, really? Is that true that Hashem is with us? If so, then why has all this tragedy befallen us? Where are all the wonders that our forefathers have told us about? Now it seems that Hashem has abandoned us and he gave us over in the hands of Midian. And Rashi quotes the Medrash, which says that this actually happens on Pesach. And Gidon says, you know, last night my father said Hallel. He said, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. He told and recounted all the wondrous things and all the miracles that Hashem did for B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim. But now it seems that Hashem has left us. So if our forefathers were tzaddikim, then please save us in their merit. But if our forefathers were not tzaddikim and you performed this for them for free, you did all these miracles for them without any merit, then please do the same for us. And Hashem turns to Gideon and says, go with the strength and save Bnei Yisrael from the hands of Midian. And Pasuk Tevav, Gideon responds, with what should I save Klal Yisrael? My 1,000 is the poorest in Menashe. I am the youngest of my father's house. Meaning, who am I? How could I possibly go and save Bnei Yisrael? And Hashem says, Ki eyeh imach, because I will be with you. V'kisas Midian ki ish achad. And you will hit Midian as if they are one man. The battle will be that simple that it will feel like you will be fighting an individual and not an entire nation. And Gideon responds, give me a sign that you're really speaking to me. And according to the Matuta, Gideon wanted to determine that this was actually a Malach Hashem speaking to him, because he didn't regularly experience Nevuah. He thought perhaps this wasn't a prophecy. He didn't know what to expect. He didn't know if this was actually a Nevuah or if this was actually a Malach Hashem. And so Gideon tells the Malach, listen, you stay here until I bring back my offering and I'll bring it before you and I'll put it before you. And the Malach says, okay, I'm going to wait. And Gideon comes back and he prepares a goat. He prepares matzos. Like we said, it was Pesach. And the meat of the goat he puts in a basket, and the broth, the water with which he cooked the meat, he puts in a pot and he brings it to the Malach. And Pasuk Chaf, the Malach tells Gideon to take the meat and to take the matzos and to put it on a rock and to pour the liquid over it, and he does. And then the Malach puts forward his staff that was in his hand, and with the ends of the staff, he touches the meat and the matzos, and a fire comes up from the rock and it consumes the food, and then the Malach disappears. And now it is clear to Gideon that this was a Malach. So what is his reaction in Pasuk Chaf Beis? Vayomer Gideon, Aha Hashem, ki al kein ra'isi Malach Hashem panim al panim. He says, Ay Hashem, I saw a Malach face to face. What is Gideon worried about here? He's actually worried that now that he saw a Malach, he was going to die. He knows that a Malach is a spiritual being, and usually people who are physical are not capable of seeing Malachim. He therefore concludes that if he is capable of seeing this Malach, it must be that his soul is about to depart his body. He's about to become this spiritual being, and then he thinks, oh my, I am going to die. And Hashem responds to him by saying, don't worry, you are not going to die. And so Gideon builds a mizbeach for Hashem there, and he calls the place Hashem Shalom. And that night, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Hashem tells Gideon to take his father's par, and the second par, this par of 7 years, and destroy the mizbeach of the Baal that his father had, and the Asherah, which is next to it. Now, the Asherah was another form of Avodah Zarah. It was actually a tree. He told him to cut it down. And in those days, it was actually common practice for them to plant these trees next to the mizbechot in order to make it more enticing for their idol worship. And though the Pasuk does not say it explicitly, some of the Meforshim say that Gideon was to sacrifice the first ox on the Mizbeach that he just built. And according to the Malbim, the second par was not his father's, but rather it actually belonged to the people of the city. And what were they doing with this cow? They were literally preparing it for 7 years. They were fattening it over the course of the past 7 years, from the time that Midian had started their oppression, in preparation for what? For the time that they will be saved from their enemies. They will be saved from Midian, and then they will have this amazing fat cow to sacrifice as a thank you to their Avodah Zarah for saving them. And Gideon is told to build a mizbeach for Hashem on top of a rock. And according to the Radak, this is actually the very rock upon which Gideon brought the meat and the matzos. And he takes the second par and he brings it as a carbon using the wood from the cut down Asherah. And according to the Malbim, Gideon is actually told to build this new Mizbeach from the stones of the destroyed Mizbeach, the one that was used for the Baal. And so we see that he's using the par that was actually prepared for the Avodah Zarah, as well as the wood of the Asherah tree, another Avodah Zarah, and all of these things that were normally used for Avodah Zarah are now all being redirected for the service of Hashem. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Gideon takes 10 servants and he does exactly what Hashem asks. And he was afraid because honestly, this is no easy task. He has to go and he has to destroy his father's Mizbeach. He has to take the people's part. And so therefore, because he's afraid, he does it at night. And it's precisely for this reason that he takes these 10 men. He knows that it is no simple task. And therefore, he needs people to help him get it done under the cover of night. Pasuk Chav Hei, the people of the city wake up in the morning and they see the Mizbeach of the Baal is broken down, the Asherah tree that was next to it was cut down, and the bull that they had was brought up on the Mizbeach that was built. And they turn to each other and they say, oh my goodness, who did this? And they look into it and they find out that it was Gidon. And so Pasuk Laman, the men of the city, they go to Yoash and they say to him, send out your son to die because he destroyed the Mizbeach of the Baal and he cut down the Asherah tree. And so Yoash, who he himself was an Oved of Azara, he worshipped the idols. He says to the people, are you going to fight for the Baal? Are you going to save him? If you think the Baal is so powerful, then I'm sure that the person who did this won't live very long. So why don't you let the Baal fight for himself? And because of this incident, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Yoash, he gives his son a new name. And what is that name? Yerubbaal. Gidon is powerful over the Baal. Yare Baal. The Baal should actually fear him. And according to the Ralbag, Sheyariv Bo HaBaal, that the Baal should come and fight him. Yes, Gidon did this, but let the Baal come and take care of Gidon for what he did. And then Midyon, Amalek, and Mene Kedem, they gather and they camp in Emek Yisrael. And Gidon is not afraid, as the Pasuk tells us, V'ruach Hashem lovsha es Gidon. This spirit of God garbs Gidon. It's a ruach of gevura, a spirit of might, and his family joins behind Gidon. And then they send out messengers to the other Shvatim to come and to help them. And Gidon says to Hashem, if you're going to save Bnei Yisrael by my hands, then please send me a sign. And so Gideon says in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, I'm going to put a piece of wool on this threshing floor. And if when I wake up in the morning, there is dew only on this wool and the earth around it is dry, then I am going to know that you are going to save Bnei Yisrael by my hands, like you said. Now Gideon was not questioning Hashem's ability, but rather he was questioning if Bnei Yisrael were worthy. And so this sign will symbolize the answer that Gideon, who is represented by the wool, he will know that if the dew falls only on him, only on the wool, and not on Bnei Yisrael, and not on the earth that surrounds it, he will know that Hashem will save them, and Hashem will allow him to win and be victorious, even if Bnei Yisrael are not worthy. And he will know that therefore he will be able to defeat Midian. He specifically said this in the Goren, the threshing field, because it was in that place that Hashem first appeared to him. And so it was. The next morning, Gidon wakes up and he literally wrings out this piece of fleece. It is so full of dew that it can fill a bucket. And so Gidon turns to Hashem and he says, Hashem, please don't be angry with me, but I need one more sign. Please do the reverse for me. Have the wool come out dry and have the earth around the wool all become wet with the dew. And according to the Malbim, Gidon wanted to know if he merited this victory, would it be through a miracle? Whereas the first sign, the earth was somewhat wet here, the wool would be totally dry, which is completely unnatural. And so therefore, he would know that God would give him a miraculous victory. And so Hashem does this. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.